hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy.
Oh, it is Taz and the Moose with you on this Monday morning. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. As we kick off this second hour, Taz, and we touched upon the Bills last hour, right? And you are the you are one of the more famous Bills fans out there.
Mr. Bill, I'm Mr. Bill.
Yeah, you are Mr. Bill, right? They send you a care package before each and every NFL season.
They do, yes.
You know, socks and hats and shirts and
keychains,
And mugs.
Yeah, mugs.
Taz's home. Yeah. Taz's home is Mr. Western New York.
When my wife's sick of it.
Taz establishment, right?
Too much Bills stuff, she said.
There's got to be some. I'm sure. Right? There's got to be some. There's got to be a PSA announcement at some point in time. In terms of what is transpiring before these games. Now, we joke around.
Yeah, yeah.
The drinking is one thing, right? doing, you know, wrestling moves through tables is another thing. Jumping through tables on fire is another thing.
Yeah.
You know, public sex is another thing.
Sure.
You know, guys falling off the top of vans, passed out drunk is another.
Taking opponents' mascots or fans, throwing them through tables.
Correct.
We've seen that.
We've seen that, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it is an absolute scene for hashtag Bills Mafia.
Bills Mafia.
Now, the video that got posted last night, which our buddy John from Orange just tweeted out, and as well, but it was all over the place last night, of a Bills fan, what looked like a, I would say, two-story building.
Yeah.
Off of a guardrail. Off of a railing, trying to clear about, I would say, 15 feet over, I would say, asphalt onto a table that was in a area that it was either grass or dirt.
It's grass.
And he misses the table and goes headfirst flying into it, into the ground, right? Face first, right into the ground and laid motionless on the ground. Somebody is going to get... there does come a point in time here where there needs to be a PSA maybe from you or somebody else has a little bit of influence. There's got to be something here, Taz, where some of this stuff is... someone's going to die.
It's bad. This thing you're talking about that this kid did...
He looked dead.
It was... do we have any... is there any follow-up? Is he okay?
I mean... I don't know if he's okay.
It was really tough to watch. That was... I know you're not making a joke out of it. I know that.
I'm not making a joke out of it.
That was joke.
Yeah. That was no joke. But here's the thing I would say about it here. Is not only is it the fact that he did that headfirst into the ground, the lack of people rushing to his assistance...
Nobody moved.
Everyone just watched him. And somebody, if you listen to the audio, asked, is he dead?
I know.
There has got to be, I get having fun. I understand in terms of, you want to be different. And clearly, the Bills fandom is different. They're ravenous. Rex Ryan's talked about it.
Yeah.
He said they're insane. I've been in a lot of places. Rex has been all around the National Football League, down in Baltimore, New York, up in Buffalo. I mean, he's been all over the place. His father was in Philadelphia, Arizona, Houston, everything like that. So Rex has been everywhere. And understand, they said there's nothing like the Bills fan. But somebody is really seriously going to get hurt. I don't know the follow-up. I tried to see if there was any kind of follow-up. I could not find any information whatsoever on it. But that video, Taz, was almost it was impossible to watch. And then nobody's helping him as he's on he's laying on the ground.
And it was some snickers. It was really, really bad. I mean, obviously, a bunch of people are drinking heavily. This is in the middle of the daytime. And this guy just goes flying like you just laid out off this two-story thing.
And he's trying to clear about 15 feet. Am I wrong there?
Is. No, he is. You're
I mean,
right.
I'm not overestimating that. That's about 15 feet he's trying to clear.
Listen, I've been put through tables. I've suplexed guys through tables.
Through rings. You put Bam Bam through a ring.
Yes, we have. Right. I've done all that stuff. But when you have that kind of distance and you don't know how to fall and you don't know what you're doing. Look, I'm a trained pro how to fall. And I never, in my prime, never would have tried what that kid did. That was insane what he tried to do. Even if he hits the table, he's going to get seriously injured because the table is not breaking your fall. The table, you're just basically going through into the concrete, into the grass or whatever. And the amount of height and the amount of speed he had, and no one stopped him. They just let him go. And like you said, people are like, oh, wow, is he dead? Like, it was, and then. I don't know. I mean, there's no, Mike, you look, there's nowhere to find out. Any update on him?
I haven't seen anything. I mean, I'm literally now on like Reddit boards trying to get information. There's no actual information.
I tried to look last night, Taz. I couldn't find anything. I saw the video initially, I don't know, it was like 5:30, 6 o'clock last night.
That's when I saw it too. Yeah.
Right around that time during the second half of the 4 o'clock games when I hopped on Twitter, I saw it then. And I tried to see if there was an update. There's no update. People are kind of mocking and poking fun of it. I mean, and I'm not. It's a case here where it's fine, and people are going to drink. People are going to do that. As long as you're not affecting other people, you get to have a good time, you know, and everything and the like. That's fine. But this is, it's getting to a point as where people are getting, or just to try and get a little bit of burn on social media,
right,
or do something that's a little bit different, Taz. People are now taking it to an extreme level here where, you know, you might have someone that seriously gets hurt. I mean, there was a video 2 weeks ago of a guy on top of an old school kind of like, I would say, Scooby-Doo van in the Bills parking lot that was on top of the van.
Yeah.
And he reached up his hands and stretched.
Yeah.
And he passed out drunk face first into the asphalt. And, you know... Yeah. At least at that stage, people rushed in the brief 20-second video.
At least I saw someone come. Scooby van he fell?
Right? From the top of the Scooby van onto the asphalt because he basically had to, you know, he stretched out and then passed out. And so at least somebody went there and rushed to his assistance. Yesterday, I don't know what was worse, the guy actually thinking that he could do it, number one, or number two, the fact that people just stood there and watched him, and somebody was actually just took a sip of beer as he's watching the guy motionless on the ground.
That's insane. And look, I mean, the thing is, they're trying to, like you said about social media, get burned on social media. But this is the scary part, that these people, and they're so just bombed, drunk, they're trying to outdo the thing that happened the week prior, and they're trying to get more and more love on social media, and they're just trying to outdo each other. And you know, it didn't help that when the Patriots came to Buffalo, the Bills Mafia's going crazy before the game in the parking lot tailgating. The police show up, and the police are like, "Yeah," and the fans are using the police radio.
I didn't see the way.
Oh, yeah.
So explain to this
rip
thing.
To rip. To rip the pants. It was funny. They didn't do anything illegal, but the cops pull up, the Buffalo police, and then a fan, like, I guess the cops let him use the loudspeaker off his off his cruiser. And I came in, but the fan said, listen, he said something like, I'm paraphrasing this drunk Buffalo Bill fan. He goes, the Patriots are the enemy. New England is the enemy. We do not like Boston. We do not like anything near New England. We hate it. And everybody's like, yeah! And the cops like, yeah! This is from the police cruiser.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, but they got to do something to keep. And apparently it's worse on the road. When they travel, like the fans,
oh, is it really?
The Bills fans, the Bills Mafia, they travel heavy. They travel well.
Yes.
A lot of people. And they try to outdo all the home team fan base. That's why this happens. Because I follow the Instagram for Bills Mafia.
Okay.
And that's a tough follow because you see all this stuff. Like, I'm not into watching people, even with my history, I'm not into watching people fall off buildings. You know, I'm not into that. Watching a guy take a pipe and crack another guy in the back of the head because he loves the Bills. Like, to me, that's not entertaining. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think I guess I... I mean, maybe I agree with you, Taz. I know you're...
I'm giving you a rough example.
I don't
Friday night at ECW Arena in 96.
We've all been to tailgates, right? You have some, better than others, barbecue, food, drink, what have you, before a football game at some point in your life. You know, you probably, maybe you don't go on the regular, but you've been to some sort of a tailgate before a sporting event.
Yeah.
I guess I don't... It's one thing to be ravenous, and it's one thing to be crazy. What is the point in the mindset? Because you come from the wrestling game, you know this more. What is the point of the mindset in terms of to where, is it that you need to leave that tailgate with a broken bone?
I think it's like a badge of honor for them.
Is that really what it is?
I don't agree with it, but I think that's what it is. And it's just to get people talking. It's like, you're probably just venting because all week you were pent up at work. You're miserable. So, and then you just go to a Bills game and throw yourself off the top of a minivan into a tree. So I guess that makes you feel good while you're wearing a Josh Allen jersey.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
I guess so. I mean,
Taz, when I was 21 years old, I'm going to a local game, Jet or a Giant game.
Yeah.
If you go to MetLife Stadium or Old Giant Stadium, there's not buildings really around. I mean, it's built up a little bit more now. But when I went to Giant Stadium when I was growing up,
it's the middle of nowhere. Yeah,
there was the middle of the highway. There was Brendan Byrne Arena, and there was the track. You're not jumping off
Trotters.
Trotters, they run flats there too.
Years ago?
In the fall. Yeah, in the fall.
I thought it was just Trotters.
No, it's mainly a Trotters track. Right. They used to run at night in the fall in October, just briefly for about 3-4 weeks.
All right. All right.
They used to run flats. But I digress. I wasn't going to jump off the top of the grandstand in order to prove that I was a Redskin fan. Hey, Mark, climb up to the top of this roof of the car, and I want you to jump through the charcoal grill, because I want to show you wearing your Riggins jersey to show you that you're a tough Redskin fan. I would never. I'd be like, "What are you insane?
You gotta be out of your mind."
I'm not going to do that.
That's scary.
But nowadays, if you did that, it wouldn't generate any buzz. Now guys are basically trying to do whatever they possibly can, lighten themselves up. And it's not just them. There are other fan bases that are trying to keep pace as well.
Have you ever been that drunk that you would even contemplate doing something like that? I haven't. I mean, once I got really drunk in high school, like at a football party, and my high school was on a hill in East New York, Brooklyn, but a cement hill. And I threw myself downhill. We all did. We rolled onto Jamaica Avenue. And probably not a good thing to do, but I was young and stupid.
For
and drunk.
A dare?
Yeah, I was the captain of the football team, so I led by example.
I gotcha.
So that's what it was. Yeah, so. And we had a little a couple of bottles of JD, and we're high school kids acting like idiots.
Yes,
we just won a playoff to go into the city championship, so we were
celebrating.
Like jerks.
But
it was bad. But anyway, and then after that, I was a kid, and I was like, I can't. I never got drunk like that again in my life. You?
No, I mean, I've been drunk at some point. I'm never drunk to the point where I even think about it.
When you
where
take a tricycle into a bus.
No, never to that extent.
Wearing a Bruce Smith jersey.
No, right. Let's see. Run into traffic coming your own way wearing it. Let's see if you can avoid cars and dodge cars. I would I've never done that. Never rolled down a cement hill into Jamaica Avenue. Never jumped off a two-story building. Never jumped off the top of a car.
Yeah.
Never did any of that. I never did it. But, it's getting – here's the would be the concern I'd have for the National Football League, Taz, is this. And I get it's not completely an NFL problem, but there is going to be somebody that gets really seriously hurt.
I know.
Like, there is going to be somebody that someone needs to say something to where, okay, it's great to have fun, and, as long as you drink, responsibly, have a good time and everything like that. But, Taz, that video was disturbing. That is disturbing. I hope my sons aren't at a football game getting dared let's prove your fandom.
Yeah.
I want you to basically jump through two tables that are caught on fire. I don't know. You don't need to do any of that, but people are doing that. And that's one thing. What we saw yesterday was a bird of a different feather.
Yeah, no, it was. And, and like we're saying here, it's like I think they're just trying to outdo what they see other fans do. Or they're trying to really keep that, that stigma on the Bills Mafia. I mean, it used to be a few years ago that no one on television broadcasts the players in press conferences. No one gave it oxygen. No one. It was kind of like a kind of a niche, kind of clicky thing. and no one talked about it. And that's the truth, the Bills Mafia.
Well, when did it start?
I don't know. Maybe Rex Ryan's the guy.
Ryan?
Maybe. No, I think it started way before that. I think it's been around a while.
They started doing this in the parking lot?
Yeah. I think even before I became a Bills fan. Like, I think it started. I think so. The thing is, like, you're right, though. So this thing, what happened with this guy yesterday, I got to tell you, I mean, I've fell for a living. I mean, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, like, the way he fell and what hit and how it hit, he probably has an extremely severe concussion right now. Or,
I thought he broke his neck.
That's what I'm hoping it didn't happen. I would think that would be in the news, don't you?
I would think so. I mean, I would think that would be in the news. But when the way he fell, I thought he snapped his neck. I mean, that's what it looked like to me. But yeah, he definitely got knocked out cold.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. He definitely got knocked out cold. I mean,
bad man.
Have you been to a Bills home game?
No, I haven't gone yet. Some of the members of the Mafia has reached out to me. They want last year. They wanted me to go to a game with them this year, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna try and make it up there. Well, because then the pressure's on me. Now I got to throw people through tables. Taz, just suplex you through the table, bro. Watch some fire.
Well, what would you?
That's what they want me to do.
Well,
I got to charge them money.
Why? Yeah, I'm sure. Right.
Charge the money at a tailgate.
You'd have your own. You'd have your own credit card machine.
I'll have Robbie with me. He'll just collect.
All right. Right. Robbie would be swiping the cards and skimming profits
off
the top. As
Robbie's name gets mentioned, Pete, mic on. Yeah, what'd you say?
Yeah, I'll be collecting food, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Is.
Poke fun at his weight. Low-hanging fruit. Anyway, if someone, you show up at a Bills game, November 2010 is when the first hashtag Bills Mafia started. Right. So we're looking at 9 years ago now that this has kind of been in full force, a little less than. Someone asked you at a Bills fan to prove your Bills fandom. You're at a game. What would you do?
Nothing like that. I'm not
saying jumping off a building.
No, I would not do anything.
If someone said, Taz, will you put me through a table?
They'd have to pay me. I mean, and they have to sign a release, too, because I don't want to get
sued. If they signed a release, but there was no payment, you're there, a guy shows up, he's wearing a Thurman Thomas jersey.
And is it the 34 going?
He's at number 34. He's got the jersey out.
Yeah,
he's
Zubaz
got it on,
pants.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I got a folding table here. Taz, it would be my honor. Could you put me through this table? Would you deny that Bills fan?
That's a tough one. Now the Bills Mafia, just to prove my fandom, that I would suplex one of our brethren through a table?
Correct. I think you would do it.
If he signs a release, I probably would definitely.
No, if he signed a release, there would be nothing. Yeah. Right. If you break his back, it's on him.
I would say to someone, hey, Mike, hold my cigar. And then I would hook him and be quick. Yeah, but I wouldn't hurt him. I'd protect him, believe it or not.
No, I understand. I know you wouldn't. I'm just joking around. But you would put him through a table.
Yeah, sure. If he signs a release, I'll do it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sure. That would do. Yeah, I mean, as long as he signs the release, he's got to sign because I don't want to be liable of anything. You know what I mean? But yeah, no. And hopefully it's a big, heavy guy. Then I would do it. How about if Robbie's that could suplex Robbie through the table wearing a Vikings jersey at a Bills Mafia tailgate? That's money.
Oh, people would be.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I'd help you.
Now, say if Robbie got. That happened, I'd fear for Robbie because the Bills Mafia would then swarm him like a bunch of locusts.
They put the boots to him. That's how we call it in the business. They put the boots. They would just start. You're right, though. Like a bunch of, like hyenas. They'd be like jackals. Hey, 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 hey. They'd be stomping on him. Robbie, oh, his big ass would get stomped.
Right. He's like, this isn't worth it.
I wasn't watching. That's funny. I wasn't watching a Vikings game yesterday, the Giants. Yeah. I knew they won. You know how? Because Robbie texted me.
I'm sure, yeah.
When they lose or they're not playing good, Silent Jones, nothing.
Well, it's amazing. I noticed
Cricket
after
City,
criticized Robbie here on the radio for texting me, he's gotten radio silent.
Yeah, he's probably mad at you.
I know he is. Yeah. I know. I was critical of him criticized him after he told me he won $5,000 at the track. And then the next day, touting his Vikings, I said, Robbie, all right, I got it.
You told him that? You did? You tell him? You told
I said,
him, like,
Robbie.
Already?
No, I didn't say enough already. I said to him, I go, it's great to hear about your winnings and your bet is he turned $40 into 5 G's after the fact. Thanks for the tip.
Oh,
he
I goes, got you. I got
Don't
you.
Be like that. I'm just telling you. I go, do you text me about your losing tickets as well?
So he does it with the gambling, too. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm surprised.
He does.
Oh, good guy, Robbie.
Oh, I like Robbie.
Yeah, I love him, too.
I like Robbie. But when he wins at the track...
Tough to deal with.
It's like a canary.
Yes.
He won't stop jabbering about it. He doesn't go silent. He'll tell you about it, Taz.
Pete, what do you think? We've got to have him on a show one day, right? Guest board up?
Sure.
Guest board up. He could stand right behind you.
We'll come back. We'll talk about those Vikings, the Bills as well. A lot to get into in Week 5 in the NFL. Taz and the Moose on a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, on a Monday. Sunday, an NFL-CBS doubleheader with many of you seeing two of the most dynamic young quarterbacks in the game airing it out when Mahomes and the Chiefs welcome in Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans, followed by the Cowboys visiting the Jets. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you focused for football on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. There you have it. That's your doubleheader next Sunday. Bogish is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, hey, Moose. Hello.
Hey, Taz. Good morning to Jay Gruden as well. Here's your report. It is sponsored by the NFL Network. We are NFL Network, the place where football and culture collide. It's all here, all day, every day, because there's no such thing as too much football. We are NFL Network, the first coaching change.
What's the problem with Zach today? Does anybody know?
Zach who? Which one? Zach Martin?
No. Yeah. He's angry this morning.
Wearing his droopy Rangers jersey.
Yeah, too big on him. I saw him. I was walking to the men's room, and you know me. I'm trying to be bubbly when I see someone that I work
as
with.
As usual.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, good morning. He goes, how's it going?
Trash.
And he just kept walking. I go, you good? He goes, I guess. So I'm thinking, you know, this is my problem now. I'm like, all right. Now I go into the men's room, I'm like, what did I say about this guy on the radio that he's mad at me now?
No.
See, that's
no,
the thing.
That's not it.
That's not it?
No.
So I thought maybe I said everybody something this morning.
Yeah, he came to me and said, I wish I was dumb enough to be a sports broadcaster.
He didn't
and I'm
say
like, well,
that,
you're dumb enough to be a disc jockey. And he goes,
did you really say that?
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm a...
Come on.
Then Moose caught the end of it. He's like, no, I'm a production director. No, and then what do you call himself, Moose?
I forget the word he used. He's dead. He's having a tough start to his month.
And then he walked away and said something. I thought he said something about Trump as he walked away.
But if he's miserable, so why is he got to bury you in the process?
Because that's what he does. He looks for sympathy. He's looking for somebody.
Misery wants company.
Yeah.
He came in early this morning, man. He slammed the door. I was taking a little nap by my cubicle.
Yep.
Take five. And I hear, boom!
Yeah, no, that's Zach, when you know he's angry.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Going commando.
Yeah, I saw him in the hallway before we came on the airways, just very angry. I said, what's up, Zach? He said, yeah.
He did the same thing to you.
Yeah, very angry.
You ever think like that? Like, oh, what did I say about this person?
No, I just thought he's having a bad day. I just was like, stay away. Let him, you know, not everyone's sunshine and rainbows in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's...
I try to always be public. I try my best to bring people
up. It's hard for you to understand how someone could be like that.
Right.
Because you are who you are.
Well, you and I had a great exchange earlier this morning.
We did.
In my cubicle.
Yeah, you didn't tell me to get away because with a curse word.
Of course, we've had a national show for 2 years. We can't get an office to show prep, so we have to sit in cubicles like...
And there's an open office,
and yell back and forth to each other.
That's a good point.
You got that sound?
There's an open office.
And nobody's sitting in there.
But
there's nothing in there. No desk. Right. There's nothing. It's just being vacant.
Yeah. But instead, we sit at
the old Bill Ryder studio.
I think that's Brandon Tierney's thinking room.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Nice. It's Brandon Tierney with the lead.
That's great.
Oh, man. But you're right, Andrew. It's like we're yelling, hey, you got that audio, Gruden? Mike?
Where's Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Two red flag. Anybody got that?
It's like unbelievable. But these other shows all have offices, an office that they, like a normal human. And we got to be treated like, you know, pond scum.
DA doesn't know at all. Does DA have an office?
No, he's like us.
Yeah.
Does Tiki and Tierney?
Same thing.
Nope, no
Cubicle
office.
Jones.
Oh,
Cubicle
no
Jones.
Office.
Nobody on the network.
Yeah.
I bet you Jim Rome's got one out in L.A.
Jim Rome's got
He'd have
building.
One here if he came here.
Yeah.
He'd fire somebody to clear a room.
He has one here and he doesn't work here.
Yeah. I mean, Boomer and Gio each have an office.
That's correct.
And well, then Al and Eddie level. Have an office. There's three offices for a four-person show.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a little messed up.
It is messed up. It's called a double standard, guys. And it's called, that's how it is. And it's not just like, we just laid out the other team, the shows here on CBS Sports Radio. So it's not just us. There's just, I guess, we're all belong in cubicles. Like stiffs.
Office space.
Yes.
Just give you people
we make it work.
The behind the scenes of how it works.
And I'm pull surprised back the curtain. No one's taking that other office.
Well,
you can make it a three-show office.
Well, that's true. Remember, there was a meeting, Moose. There was a meeting where somebody in that
lots
meeting.
Of meetings.
There was lots of meetings. That's a good point. But there was a meeting where an office was brought up. You remember that meeting?
Yes. And I do remember that.
Yeah.
Meeting.
And crickets. That's what we got.
Come on, man.
Yes. What would you like me to do? You're right.
Well, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying.
You run
like,
down the
happened.
List.
Yeah. There's a plethora of things.
Well, there's
a.
Right.
Yeah.
We just added to the list.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
It wouldn't be top of the list. Top of the list, the word begins with a V.
And this topic started because Andrew Bogusch came over to my cubicle, and I was very nice to him today.
Yes.
And we had a good conversation.
Nice.
I'm Andrew Bogusch.
A little bonding.
In fact, too nice. Oh, it makes me feel like something's going on.
Well, this is why, Moose. I heard Andrew Bogusch and Mikey B this weekend on Mikey B's podcast, Basketball Drives.
Oh.
And I heard Andrew on there, and I heard Zach on there. I heard Mike's aunt on there doing a cold open, and she's great at it.
Ah.
And I love Basketball Drives. I'm going to do some voice work, I believe, for you.
Oh, that'd be great, Taz. Thank you for subscribing and downloading.
Yes.
And rating.
Oh, nice.
No
and
invoice. Comments.
That's going to be a good one.
I'm going to do it on the arm. I'm not going to give you an invoice.
There you go.
That's
an action-packed weekend.
Yeah. Well, just listen to the podcast a few times just to help and critique my friend.
Thank you.
And to help his business. This is what I do.
And so. I'm an influencer because I referenced my upcoming Mexican food order, and Mike's aunt got the same thing because I said it. So if you need me to push any products on social media, I'm your guy.
Did you hear Mike's aunt do that cold open?
I did.
She's good.
She is very good.
Very funny,
the entire Bisseglia family's talented.
Except Mike.
Yeah,
it's
fair.
I didn't say that part.
No, they really are.
No, Mike, you're great. I'm joking. I don't want anyone, some people think I could be a little bit irascible. So, it's awesome.
Thank
it's great.
You.
Great
I
listening
appreciate
to the podcast all weekend. It was awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So,
all weekend.
All weekend.
Keep doing it all day.
I want the sausage.
9 a.m. Back on it.
Well, I mean, because, look, I got to tell you.
We want you to go, so get this podcast off the ground. Make that your only thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically, yeah.
I said it.
So that's it.
Fine.
So anyway. But yeah, we do need an office. It's never going to happen. I'm not holding my breath for nothing. So
Mike has an office for Basketball Drives here.
Yes, that's it.
It's a studio.
Yeah. Can't use that
free
office.
Free snacks.
Yeah. That's Bisseglia's office for his podcast.
For Taz and Moose, no, for his podcast.
His podcast.
Unrelated to here.
Wow.
Banned by radio.com.
Please sign in if you want to see me.
Yeah, no,
Mike just confiscated the office.
No, me personally, I'm in the rent, don't buy process. That's my thing here. So why don't you just take
the office? Yeah. Eventually you'll have squatter's rights, and you'll be fine. It'll be yours. No one's going to notice.
You can sit right down, right in the middle of it.
If we took that office, that's funny, though, but if we took that office, how quick would it take them to say, guys, you can't...
It wouldn't hit...
One day would be less?
90 minutes.
Come on.
Do you think?
Just one day.
What?
Who would have to walk by, though, to see it and go, what's that? And then investigate and tell you can't sit there anymore.
I think some, if Boomer or Gio walked by, you don't think they'd mention to Mark or joke around to it? And then Mark would
They're
come
rats?
In here and let us know. No,
really?
Just joke around.
Snitches.
That's ratting.
They joke around, be like, hey, Taz, nice chairs. We're sitting on the floor in an office where there's no seats. And then be like, hey, did you see Moose and Taz were sitting on the bare floor in that office?
Yeah, crisscross applesauce.
Mark would be like, that's not their office.
Want a T-shirt?
Here's an MLB hat, Taz. Get away.
And then it would be like, guys, that's not your office.
Yeah, like, you might be going to something, Moose. You might be going to something.
What are they doing back there?
Right.
They don't have
what are
it
you guys
all.
Doing?
Yeah, no, get your cubicle.
That's not for
stiff.
You.
Yeah, this is in case
storage.
Jim Rome comes.
That's for TBD.
In case Jim Rome comes.
Yeah.
Enough already. Oh, God.
What's going on, Andrew?
Oh, that's right. You know about NFL Network. Oh. Now you hear about the first coaching change of the NFL season. It's official now in Washington. Jay Gruden fired this morning after a meeting with owner Dan Snyder and team president Bruce Allen. The question remains why they couldn't fire him last night so they all could sleep in this morning. This meeting happened before 6 a.m. Washington is 0-5 after yesterday's 33-7 home loss to the Patriots. They really did for a first half.
Played well.
Yeah.
Yes.
They've lost 49 times since Gruden took the job back in 2014. No team has more losses in that span. Now, we thought Adam Vinatieri might be quitting football back after week two. The Colts are happy he stuck around this morning.
Here's a snap. The kick is up from 30 yards away. It's on its way, and it is good. Adam Vinatieri, 4 for 4 tonight.
Matt Taylor on Colts Radio, fourth and final field goal from Vinatieri on Sunday Night Football, coupled with a Jacoby Brissett one-yard TD run and some stingy defense. The Colts knocked off the Chiefs in KC, 19-13. The Chiefs take their first loss of the season. Patrick Mahomes sacked four times. His offense held to 36 rushing yards. Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen reunited, and it felt so good.
Cousins, back to pass, fires to the end zone, and it's caught by Thielen. Yes! Touchdown, Adam Thielen! A 9-yard touchdown, his second today, the second from the arm of Kirk Cousins, and Minnesota leads 24-10.
Paul Allen on Vikings Radio, the game after apologizing for forgetting that Thielen was on his team. Cousins threw for 306 yards and two scores, 130, and those touchdowns to Thielen in a 28-10 demolition of the Giants.
Is anyone in the market like you, Andrew, to buy any men's clothing anytime soon? Because I'm looking for a discount somewhere.
Okay.
And I don't want to say the name of the brand here, and maybe if you or somebody here was going to buy something, then I could share your email and I'll get 25% off. So, but you'd have to buy something.
Okay.
Are you in the market? Because I know you always wear nice clothes.
Yeah, I could use a fall wardrobe addition or two. You got any corduroy in there?
Yeah. It's the name of the company starts with a B. Okay, I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
But yeah, they sell corduroys, they sell, you know, jackets, plaid shirts. I know you like plaid.
I do.
So in the fall's here.
Can I wrestle in those things?
No wrestling. No. But if anybody here, even you, Moose, or Mike.
Oh,
even
thank you.
But like, not you, Pete.
Anybody, even Pete. Like, just, I'm
what
looking
about Zach?
No, I don't know. No, I'm looking to get a discount. So 25% off is a lot.
Yeah.
But I have to share someone's email, and then they have to purchase something. Then I'll get the 20. This happens to happen to Ted. This has to happen today.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
So if only we had an office to coordinate this.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can't buy from that store.
Yeah.
No, actually, I can't afford it. This is El Cheapo. No, this is not Fancy Dan. This is actually pretty cheap. I'm still looking for the 25% off. I'm a wrestler. I'm cheap. I always want to break. That's my gimmick. All right.
The Texans outscored the Falcons yesterday, 53-32. Five touchdown passes from Deshaun Watson.
Good job. You nailed it.
Teddy Bridgewater had four. The Saints topped the Bucs 31-24. The Cardinals got their first win 26-23 in Cincinnati. Those Bengals remain winless. And Aaron Rodgers remains unbeaten to Jerry World. His Packers built a 31-3 lead on the Cowboys. They won only 34-24. Rodgers and the Packers have beaten the Cowboys four times in their new building and also won the Super Bowl there in 2011. Neither team that scored first won game three yesterday in the NLDS. The Nationals allowed 7 2-out runs in the sixth inning, lost to the Dodgers 10-4. The Cardinals gave up three top nine, lost to the Braves 3-1. Atlanta and L.A. can close out those series today, while the Astros go for a sweep in Tampa Bay, and the Yankees can sweep the Twins in Minnesota. And Elena Deledon scored 13 points in 26 minutes in her first game since being diagnosed with a herniated disc in her back. Her Mystics beat the Sun 94-81 to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-five WNBA Finals. Guys?
We're all men here. Andrew, hold on. I have a question. Moose, please. Just a fashion question. We're all men. Where do we stand as a group? If we're going to get dressed up, like if you're going to wear slacks somewhere or you're going to, you know, fancy damn pants or something like that, or nice chinos, or high-end chinos, are we going the sneaker route, you know, that look that you see a lot of guys in studio wear? Moose, I don't know if SNY guys do that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like the Cole Haan's shoes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you go fancy. So you're going
with
traditional?
With like the white rubber sole. Yeah, correct. I got a pair of Nike
like this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like Cole Haan's shoes. But I know what you're talking about.
Well, no, they are Cole Haan.
But they're sneakers.
No.
They're not sneakers.
No, they're shoes.
Oh, so they have like a rubber bottom.
They have a deal with Nike. Yes, correct.
It's
a Nike sole.
So it's a white sole.
Well, there's different colors. I mean, it could be white. It could be, there's been orange. They've had a number of different colors. Yeah, so some of the guys that you see on the TV that look like they're sneakers, they're not really sneakers.
Right. Well,
they're shoes that have the Nike bottom.
Yes. the sneaker, but some guys do wear the sneakers.
Some guys do. I'm not saying they don't. No, yeah, I think that's a. I would go with. I like the. I think the Cole Haan look is great, and they sell a lot of different varieties of them.
They do. Huh? Andrew, you into the traditional shoes, or what's your story?
The sneaker depends on the actual, like the finish of the pant, so to speak. I feel like depending on the fabric of the pants. Like, you silk pants, you can't wear sneakers. But if it's like cotton chinos, you can get away with sneakers.
I think you're right about that.
Thank you.
There's
well done, Andrew.
Thanks.
And he's right though. He's right. So I bought these sneakers. Like, they're very expensive. They're called Common Projects, CPs. You ever hear of Common Projects?
No, not.
If you look into them, they're pretty high-end, right? But they're...
That's what we don't know.
Yeah, no, but they're, you've seen the look. A lot of the guys wear them, like, in the studios, and they're very comfortable.
Okay.
And they got a white bottom, and there's different colors, right? They're usually like $400 or $500, but I got a good deal. I know a guy. And so I'm still hesitant. I'm kind of old school where, you know, I'm going to wear, like, if I'm wearing dress pants, I'm going to wear, like, Cole Haan shoes, not the sneaker look. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to get a feel from other
men. Cole Haan's great, it's kind of a marriage of the two.
I'm going to look into those Cole Haans that you're talking about right now as we're on the air. But then we can do whatever you want to do. I'm just checking out right now.
But yeah, I think Andrew's right. Depends on the fabric of the pant that you're wearing. Let me know what you think about the Cole Haans. They're great. They're very comfortable.
I'll let you know in the next segment.
And we'll come back. We'll talk a little football. Vikings. And a lot to get into in terms of Week 5 as well as we run around the National Football League. It's Taz and the Moose here on this Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
All right, CBS Sports Radio, you just heard it. The toll-free line is brought to you by our friends over at Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Interesting, a couple of games that we've yet to hit upon over the course of the morning so far, Taz. Number one, in Minnesota, for the Minnesota Vikings out at MetLife Stadium against the Giants. You know, they certainly got healthy, and those are going to raise an eyebrow as you listen to the Kirk Cousins show locally this week out in Minnesota. As he apologized to Adam Thielen, and, you know, you had Stephon Diggs, whether he requested or didn't request a trade, missing practice earlier in the week. You thought they would get healthy, so to speak, on that Giants defense, and they certainly did. Dalvin Cook was great running the football. They threw it well. Cousins nearly had 300 yards passing at the half. The Giants lost their backup running back, Wayne Goldman. We know that no Saquon Barkley, even though he was back at practice last week with that high ankle sprain, did not give it a go yesterday against Minnesota. And the Vikings, you know, got themselves righted the ship. They needed to find a way to win the game. Offensively, they were good. Cousins took care of the football. Defensively, they got after Daniel Jones as well. The Giants didn't do much offensively. They did have opportunities because the Minnesota Vikings kept them in the game. But if you watch that game, by far, the Vikings were the better football team.
No doubt about it. I mean, time possession, you know, went the Vikings' way. First downs went the Vikings' way. Penalties went the Giants' way, meaning they had more penalties than the Vikings. Yeah, and you know, you mentioned Thielen, you mentioned Cook. Those guys were spectacular. Cook just out of the backfield, catching the ball, running the rock, just tremendous. He really, and like you say, my cousin, he did a good job. He played well. But, you know, we've talked about it a whole bunch. It was that defense for the Giants stinks. I mean, we know that. You know, we do know that.
Yeah, you wanted to see Minnesota, even with all the distractions and a little bit of turmoil, you wanted to see if they could be a focused team yesterday, and they certainly were, and they definitely took care of business. To Houston we go, and how about the Texans and the performance by Deshaun Watson as the Atlanta Falcons and, you know, Dan Quinn, whose job is clearly on the hot seat.
Wow.
I think if you were probably a betting man, you know, if Atlanta doesn't turn it around right quick here, that he might be the next head coach to get fired in the National Football League, Texas. They are 1-4, even though their owner, Arthur Blank, was asked about it after the game down in Houston yesterday about a coaching change. He said, no, this coaching staff has performed before. I'm paraphrasing now. They get lit up. They lose the game 53-32. Watson throws for 426 yards and 5 touchdowns in the game. Hyde had 60 yards on the ground and a score. They scored 37 points in the second half. Got to remember, I mean, this is a 17-16 game at the half,
and the Texans win the game 53-32, and Watson was amazing.
Sure as heck was, man. And you talk about coaches. We talk about a lot. Coaches making adjustments at halftime on the collegiate level, on the NFL level. And, you know, both teams have the opportunity. You know, it's a close game going into half. And both teams have the opportunity to make those adjustments. Well, obviously, the home team, the Houston Texans, their staff made the proper adjustments and proved it and just barreled into that second half. And good Lord, what is going on with the Falcons? With Matt Ryan is sitting 1-4. You got Julio Jones. Like, what is the deal? Remember the days when Devontae Freeman was known as like a top-notch running back?
Yeah, the offensive line's been bad. Calvin Ridley's doing nothing at the wide receiver position. And Matt Ryan struggled here a little bit, Taz. And that defense, which could, you know, stop some people at one point in time. You know, last week, you look at some of these losses. Couldn't get Indianapolis off the field when they rallied in the second half out in Indy. You know, got lit up opening week by Minnesota. Last week against Tennessee at home, got pushed around. This week, Watson threw the ball all over them. That defense is really nowhere to be found. And, that's a problem now for Dan Quinn, who, if he doesn't turn things around, he's going to be looking for work after this season, or might be looking for work before this season does come to an end. Could you make the argument right now, New Orleans, with what they've done here, is the best team in the NFC? They're 4-1. They beat the Buccaneers yesterday 31-24. They led the game, like there was a garbage touchdown by Tampa Bay. But 31-17 they led at one point in time, Taz, before the Buccaneers tightened it up late. They shut down. We talked about it yesterday. I gave you that stat in terms of Jameis Winston was averaging 8.4 yards per pass attempt. Mm. And what did the Saints do yesterday? I mean, they took away the passing game. I mean, they took away the deep routes. They took away Mike Evans. They took them all away for Jameis Winston, who, you know, was turnover prone, had a couple interceptions that were called back on penalties, played a sloppy game. And the New Orleans Saints with Teddy Bridgewater, who throws for 314 yards and four touchdowns, he was very, very good, just 8 incompletions the entire afternoon. I think you can make the argument that New Orleans here separated themselves, and you got the video of Drew Brees throwing the football just 20 days after surgery.
Wait, so you're asking me about the Saints in as far as the whole NFC? Is that
NFC. Can you make the argument they're the best team in the NFC right now?
No. Not
you don't
for
think
me.
So?
No, I'd lean. Obviously, my Cowboys are proving me wrong on that front, but I would lean now heavily towards those Packers. I mean, we'll see what the Niners do tonight against the Browns. The Niners are 3-0. But I'll tell you what, dude, for the Packers to go and do what they did yesterday against that Cowboy team, the way they did it, I'm believing in the Packers and that run game and Aaron Rodgers. So I would lean towards them.
I would lean New Orleans.
You would go New Orleans?
I'd go to New Orleans right now, Taz. You know why? Because they've shown you different ways to win.
Okay. That makes sense.
They go up to Seattle with Bridgewater. They get a defensive touchdown, a special teams touchdown, and Bridgewater plays okay. They come back home against the Cowboys, and they win, as Madden would call, John Madden, that is, an old-fashioned slobber knocker, right? Defensive battle. Defense plays great. Shut down Ezekiel Elliott. They win the game 12-10. And then yesterday, Bridgewater shows his passing arsenal, throws four touchdowns, 300 yards, more wide-open affair, and they win the game 31-24.
Right.
What's impressed me about New Orleans up at this stage, now things could change certainly, but I think at this stage is I've seen different ways that they can win football games, and I probably trust their defense more so than I trust the Green Bay Packers defense based on what I saw the previous week from Green Bay at home against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, the good point on the defense. I give you that for sure. I think, and I'm not hating on the Saints. I like Saints. I like Bridgewater. I put him over.
It's a good
conversation. It is. And I will say, though, I think you got to give a little advantage to the Saints the past couple of weeks. I believe they were home.
Yeah.
Against
home
the Cowboys,
games.
Right? And now against the Bucs. Now they go on the road next Sunday against the Jaguars, who, you know, you got to be kidding. The Jaguars is the type of team that's going to, they could beat you.
They could.
They could beat you. They're that type of team. This kid Minshew, I'm just saying, now you got to go to Jacksonville next week. Hey, if you beat Jacksonville, then maybe I'll be more of a believer as far as the whole NFC.
That's fair.
I don't know, just something about being on the road. As you know, it's a lot tougher.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I agree with you, Taz. And I think you make an argument for the Packers, I think you make an argument for Green Bay being right there. I guess I'm surprised they're 3-0 with Bridgewater at quarterback. That's the way I look at it. When Breeze went down, we talked about them maybe being 500 Breeze returned.
That's right.
They're going to be better than 500, Taz.
Yeah. No, they're definitely going to be better than 500. I mean, you know, without him being there, looking for sets doing with the Colts without Andrew Luck around. I mean, you know, it's crazy.
Crazy. We got the three coming your way next. It's Taz and Moose on an action-packed Monday. CBS Sports Radio.